past few days we've been discussing the Rush, talks about Mesiras Nefesh, giving up one's life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Limsar Guf Kol Mamon Chal Kedushaso, and thereby fulfilling the Pasuk, Ki Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayom. Last couple of days we were discussing the mitzvah of Mila. A person isn't deliberately giving up his life, but he's undertaking some risk. I want to discuss tonight, next lecture or two, the question of deliberate Mesiras Nefesh. The Gemara in Gittin that talks about Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayom, we mentioned the Gemara has about five different interpretations of the Pasuk, five different allusions of the Pasuk. The first one is the terrible story of the 400 children who were captured by the Romans in the Churban and were being taken to a life of disgrace, sexual disgrace. So it says they were contemplating suicide. So it says they wanted to know, would that be the right thing to do? And they darshan the Pasuk that it was. So first the girls kill themselves, then the boys kill themselves, and the Pasuk says, Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayom. We die for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake all the time. Tosus has a kasha. Tosus says, the Gemara Avodah Zarah discusses one of the Asara Heruge Malchus, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. It says that when they were burning him alive with his Sefer Torah, so it says that Chanina ben Tradion, it says they caught him, they were burning him alive. Terrible way to die. So it says that the government official said, if you want, I can kill you faster. I can increase the intensity of the fire. I can take away the sponges, the wet sponges that were keeping you alive. You'll be able to die with a little more dignity and a little less pain on your own terms. So eventually he did agree to that. But first it says that the Talmidim suggested to him that you yourself can hasten your death. He told him, no, I can't do that. Mutav sheitlana mishanasna, Hashem gave me life, let Hashem take away my life. Ba'al yechav lehu ba'atmo. Can't commit suicide no matter how great the pain is. I'm dying anyway. I don't have much life left. Can't do anything. So Tosus in both places asks a steer in these two Gemaras. When do you say that when you're in the hands of the non-Jews and they're anyway killing you and torturing you, you can just kill yourself to avoid it? When do you say that the mutav sheitel mishanasna? Tosus says more or less the same thing in both places. Tosus says that normally one should not kill oneself. But here, they were afraid that they would be tortured, and if they would be tortured, they would give in. Even Hanani Mishael of Azariah, the famous martyrs in Tanakh, they were willing to let themselves be killed, but faced with torture, they would have given in. Or, he says, they would have made them do the Avera without, they wouldn't even have a say, they would just physically force them to do the Avera. But the first Teretz Tosus, especially, Tosus says, if it's just a question of pain and suffering, one should, ideally, if one can, stoically bear it. But if it's a question of torture and one's afraid that one's going to do an Avera, then suicide is acceptable. Rabbeinu Tam in Avodah Zarah actually seems to indicate this is halacha lemaaseh. Rabbeinu Tam says that even though the Gemara says al yechav al atzmo, but if one is afraid that one's going to succumb to torture and do an Avera, then it's actually a mitzvah to kill oneself. And the truth is, this was an extensive discussion among the German Rishonim, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, in the time of the Crusades. They suffered tremendously throughout the years from the Christians, who often were pushing them for Shmad. And we find throughout the literature of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Balei Tosfos, various of their works, their Tshuvas, their Pirushim on Gemara, even the liturgical poetry they wrote, we find many references to this kind of thing. On Tisha B'Av, we have at least two of the kinas that discuss people killing themselves, people killing their spouses, people killing their children, to avoid them falling into the hands of the Christians and being raised as goyim, having forced to shmad. And we find in different places in the Balei Tosfos, beyond these, we find various discussions of whether suicide or even murder, killing people to avoid them being raised in a life of shmad, is that a good idea or not? The Das Akenim Balei Tosfos in Parshas Noach brings a horrific dispute between two chachamim. One of them actually killed children to avoid them being caught by the non-Jews and raised as Christians. Other one said, you can't do that. And he said, yes, I can. And he said, you know, if I'm right and you're wrong, you will die. May you die a terrible death. And sure enough, eventually this first Rav was captured and tortured and died a terrible death. Lalacha, though, the Balei Tosfos go both ways. The Balei Tosfos, there were some who said that this was mutter, suicide, and even murder. Tshuva the Marami Rottenberg talks about it. He actually does have some basis for leniency, or I'm not sure which way it's called leniency here, but the Balei Tosfos went back and forth, and it wasn't just academic, as you might think from these Tosfos. that we're actually referring. They had a long tradition of this in the Crusades and other pogroms. Bli Neder, tomorrow we'll continue discussing this question.